This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods on this lovely Friday. How do I know it's Friday? Well, because we release the episodes on Friday. But as I am recording this, of course, it's Friday as well because I just don't do it outside of real time. I try to keep this closest to the pin. Anyway, so as you might know or not know, there's a lot of things going on in the world because that's just the way that the world goes. Imagine if there wasn't a lot of things going on, then there might be more questions than answers. But, you know, I continue to take a look around at this lovely industry of ours, and boy, is it a fun time for us to be able to do some things and seeing the changes that are going on out there inside of the world. Now, listen. The world changes all the time, and it's interesting to see on how the things that we talk about are changing more and more and going into industry. Human and organizational performance has been around for almost three decades now, depending on who you talk to. And it's amazing to take a look at all the people that are jumping on board now and really seeing this as something that needs to be implied inside of your organization. Now, the funny part as you take a look at this is some people look at it as an overnight sensation, not realizing how long it's been around. How do you take a look at this? Is it one of these things that you take a look at the industry and go, if we didn't have this and it took so long to get here, it might have never happened? Some people still use human and organization as a bolt-on. Do you look at it as a bolt-on or do you look at it as a whole standalone sequence? Isn't it interesting on how that ties in? Is it part of your culture or is it part of your quote-unquote safety culture? And is there a difference between safety culture and normal culture in your organization? Boy, is that something to think about. Here on this lovely Friday, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.